more lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
This Father's Day, pro-grade power tools are within Dad's reach and yours at the Home Depot, where right now your choice of select pro-grade Milwaukee Red Lithium tools are only $99 each. Drill drivers, impact drivers, lithium-ion batteries, and more. Want to treat Dad like a pro? Give him power tools pros use. Select Red Lithium power tools from Milwaukee, just $99 each. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details, valid through June 20th.
June bugs, weddings, maybe, vacations, and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. Comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We have just witnessed history. President Trump and Kim Jong-un, the American president and the North Korean dictator, with a handshake for the ages.
A man accused of deserting the Air Force 35 years ago has just been found living a quiet life in a Northern California community.
His real name is William Howard Hughes Jr., and he went missing from the Air Force in 1983. And Hughes had top secret clearance and access to confidential information about NATO.
Flamethrower sold by Elon Musk's tunnel construction firm, The Boring Company. It's a red-hot product, literally.
Flamethrowers that look like weapons are the latest sensation from Elon Musk. He's already sold 20,000. They may be a big concern for some, but for now, they're perfectly legal.
IHOP's decision to rebrand itself as the International House of Burgers caught many people by surprise.
It was all part of a calculated plan by IHOP's executives.
On the same day, history is being made with a handshake.
It'll be tremendously successful.
It's also being made with a pancake.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
84 degrees outside. Stock market is up 4.5 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Man, what a day.
Really? Forgot my computer, forgot my briefcase.
Oh, no.
I know. I mean, I had a meeting right after the show. Oh, man.
You got to feel a little naked when I forget my phone.
You said naked.
I did say naked.
And you said it the right way. Naked.
Naked. Naked.
I love it. I had a meeting, and I had to go rush to the meeting, and I didn't put my computer. I brought my work computer because it was a work-related meeting.
Right.
And so I got to go get my computer out of the back of the car. And guess what? It's not there.
Not there.
And I hate it when that happens out there. 272-9228, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card tomorrow at Fresh Market. We'll be doing that giveaway. Then we have the Sweet Creek Farm Market giveaway. They'll do that on Friday. That's open to any caller that would like to call in, but talk to us. Don't just say, I want in on the drawing. Sometimes you guys get a little creative there. I got some great news on Fresh Market.
Okay.
Father's Day weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The slab of ribs, $11.99, yet again on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I will tell you, they are going to order extra because they sold out every single day last time they did this. But what you need to do is be there firstest with the mostest to make sure you get yours. They reheat really well. They wrap them in aluminum foil for you, so they'll stay at a pretty good temperature for a while. But you want to make Daddy happy? That's what I would do. I would do that or get Fresh Market steak for them. Or, wait a minute, how about both?
Ooh,
I'm doing the ribs, man.
Yeah, I could eat some ribs.
Those
right
ribs
now
are just absolutely incredible. I'm telling you, I got one slab of rib, I got three meals out of it, and then I gave you some.
Yes, and it was like 2-3 bones in it, and that was enough for a good lunch.
Yeah, I mean, I got three meals. I'm talking about meals out of it. It was
great,
awesome. And you can either do it with sauce or without sauce. The rib pork is so good, the flavor is so good, you don't really need anything on it. And that, to me, represents a really high-quality piece of meat. So that will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for Father's Day weekend, Fresh Market, $11.99, slab of ribs. They'll start cooking them at lunch, and I would go in and I'd get some friends and go buy a slab, cut it up, and sit there and chow down on that. Okay, we got a lot going on here. Had a shooting last night in Montgomery, and four shot, too. One in a critical situation, I believe that was the last part of the story I heard from it. And we got some activity here in Montgomery that we need to be talking about. And the AG's race, they're starting to attack each other here.
Oh,
so King is attacking Steve Marshall, which tells me that the polling information that I saw is accurate.
18 update tonight. The mudslinging has begun in the state attorney general's race. Attorney general candidate Troy King says his opponent in next month's runoff, the incumbent Steve Marshall, is not focused on the people of Alabama. Marshall is attending the Republican Attorney General's Association's summer national meeting right now in North Carolina. And King says that the incumbent is holding a fundraiser, bringing in money from out-of-state interests instead of helping crime victims here at home.
$425,000 from out-of-state donors. The only explanation I can come up for as to why people who don't live in Alabama, who don't have an interest in Alabama, would give the attorney general that much money is that they want something in return.
Now, Marshall's campaign responded, saying in part, quote, Marshall will not apologize for working with other AGs around the country to defend the Trump administration and fight federal overreach. They go on to say that Troy King attended multiple of these RAGA meetings during his time as attorney general. And so they call King's attacks dripping in hypocrisy.
Okay, so that gives you the clearest indication that Troy King is behind in the polls. And a poll that is done that fast after an election, I'm a little dubious about. I think it takes a little time to sink in, kind of people get in the territory. But it is true. Dick Worthland taught me this. Voters' highest level of attention is 7 days before an election and 3 days after. That's, they're paying more attention to those 10 days. That's why we would go into some states after the election and put surrogates in there because they were paying attention to it. And we try to get over the folks that were, who lost, and try to get them back on our team. So we'd send surrogates in there for that. I was not doing that program until 1984. But that's going to be a pretty intense race, particularly if he's trying this soon after the election. I mean, we're not even a week into it, and boom, he's throwing that out. He should have mentioned what was the money that he was raising.
Right.
And what happens at these events is you have all these attorney generals that are there, so you have people that are interested in attorney generals who are also there to kind of meet and greet and put on parties and things like that. And he's pretty smart to do a fundraising with those people, because those people are folks that do business with the attorney general and try to get these programs where, for example, you'll have a immigration group, a real border security people type thing. They go in and get very involved in these AG races or AG's offices because they want these different AGs to file a lawsuit. And so they're trying to find the right people that are there. So that's all it is. It's not that somebody is trying to, you know, win influence with that particular AG for a nefarious purpose. It just is that they're doing this because when you see these mega lawsuits, there are 23 AGs that are signed on, that is normally coordinated by one of these associations or groups that are out there.
Well, and of all the runoffs, this particular runoff for the Attorney General's office, it was expected to be a bloodbath, so it's not surprising to see it start up this early.
Well, I'll tell you, the one to watch for now is going to be the Lieutenant Governor.
Oh, between Will Ainsworth and Twinkle Kavanaugh.
Yeah, Ainsworth is sharpening his sword as we speak.
Mm.
Yeah, somebody gave me a heads up on a spot that's about to come up. And it's interesting because all of Twinkle's ads have always been kind of high profile.
Yes.
God and country, you know, saving jobs, that thing. Mm-hmm. Never got that with the PSC. And I'm not sure. I've never seen her when she is being attacked. I've never seen that. And I've went back through memory. She wasn't really that hostile against Lucy Baxley. She just kind of she framed up Lucy Baxley the way Lucy Baxley is, and so it just had the natural gravity of a Republican against a Democrat. She just laid it down to beat her handedly.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Ainsworth has the deep pockets to really make this a big media buy.
His family is a huge landowner, yes. Huge landowner in Alabama, and some very lucrative property that used to be kind of cotton fields that's now sitting where people are building industrial parks for aviation companies.
Oh.
News Channel 93.1, Dan Marsh Show. We'll be back after this break.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Did you know circuit breakers deteriorate over time and can become a fire hazard? If you've added rooms or large appliances to your home, have breakers that trip, or if your home is over 20 years old, you may need to upgrade your electrical panel. Don't risk your family's safety. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for expert electrical service. Act now and Mr. Electric will install a whole home surge protection system at no additional charge with your panel upgrade. That's a $600 value. With upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options, why wait? Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for complete details or visit us online today. Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll.
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Head in through July 9th and get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible tires. Plus, use your new and existing CFNA credit card and get up to $100. See Big A Tires and Automotive, 3114 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Claim form required. See your participating Firestone retailer or FirestoneTire.com for details. Limit two claims per household. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Subject to credit approval, prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank. Member FDIC and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. You know, we had another arrest in the Pall Mall saga, and it's really funny. There are four people that I know that are part of this thing or have had contact with.
Okay.
Ed Henry, you know, the representative, we've had him on the show several times.
Right.
He got arrested because not for doing the prescriptions, but he got caught up in fraud as they went through all the medical records and billing that were there, and he got caught up in that because they started seeing a kind of a pattern, and they picked it up. We have in Alabama a Medicare fraud expert that's in the Attorney General's office that works with the feds. He is outstanding. I had the pleasure of being on jury with him, and he was fascinating to talk to, and he's a listener to the show, probably listening right now. You know who you are. But that's how they kind of got caught up. But this person I helped through my financial practice, I was showing her how to do billing and take credit cards and do it off her iPhone and all that kind of stuff. And she was one of the ones that got arrested.
Mm.
I know. I mean, this was somebody had gotten in contact with me with that. And I was going like, wow. So now we have the Pall Mall story is back. Let's listen in.
Willie Chester is the ninth defendant to plead guilty in this ongoing case. To date, 14 people have been indicted. You may remember Dr. Gilberto Sanchez, who owned Family Practice in Montgomery, was arrested in late 2017, sparking one of the largest pill mill cases in Alabama's Middle District. WSFA 12 News reporter Jennifer Horton has today's new information.
Dr. Willie Chester, the fourth physician to plead guilty in the Montgomery federal pill mill investigation. Chester was indicted on 15 counts, including health care fraud and drug distribution. Today, he pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting the fraudulent acquisition of controlled drugs. In plain terms, Chester admitted in open court to prescribing a sedative to a patient who did not have a medical need for that drug. Chester worked at Family Practice, owned by Dr. Gilberto Sanchez. Sanchez was arrested on August 1st, 2017. 10 months later, 13 other defendants have been indicted in this case, including doctors, pre-nurse practitioners, administrators, a licensed counselor, and most recently, outgoing lawmaker Ed Henry, indicted on 13 counts for reportedly running a kickback scheme out of the practice. 9 of the 14 defendants have pleaded guilty. Chester, along with nearly 10 other defendants, will be sentenced in September.
This is a big deal, by the way, in this opioid problem in Alabama is really big, particularly up in the Birmingham area. They did something similar up in Birmingham and didn't bust one practice that had a lot of tentacles to it, but busted several practices that were in Birmingham just about a month ago, and they're still arresting people up there, too. So I hope they kind of get to the bottom of this. Can you imagine that what you're doing is you're getting people strung out on a drug, so they'll come back to you and get a prescription, so you can go charge them X number of dollars. And the other thing that they were doing, they was actually supplying the drug to them, so which you're not supposed to do under some medical ethics rulings there. But it really is amazing that somebody would be that callous and put somebody through that much pain. Have you seen some of the ads that they're doing on opioids where people are hurting themselves? I mean, and they're doing actual true stories. And so, for example, a lady gets strung out on OxyContin, then she takes her car and she runs it into a dumpster and a wall so she can get injured so she can get OxyContin. Wow. Now, that is somebody who's strung out.
Well, and this is an extra messed up.
And that's a real story.
These doctors getting the people strung out know that they don't necessarily have to charge the patient personally and charge the insurance company.
Right.
They just keep running up that insurance bill.
Unbelievable. And another one that ad that's out there is a kid, and I'm saying a kid, a teenage, young 20s type thing. And this is a true story. Takes a hammer, one of those little ball pen hammers with the round end of it, and takes a hammer and breaks his wrist with the hammer.
Oh, man.
Breaks it so he can get OxyContin. That is a true story. And, folks, I'm telling you, you're going to be, I think you'd be actually kind of shocked at the number of people that are taking drugs like that, Vicodin and OxyContin in particular, and how many people get strung out on it. And when the doctor cuts them off, then they start relying on drugs that they shouldn't be taking at all, such as heroin that is laced with fentanyl and things like that.
And that's where a lot of the deaths happen, because you don't know. As you say, it's not like you can go get a quality check on your heroin.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't go, FDA didn't approve that one, did they? My son Daniel lost a friend of his from a heroin overdose.
I know one friend who went to high school with me, died of an OxyContin overdose. Another who didn't die luckily, but was very stricken with an addiction. Almost, I saw him one day, he looked like he was almost dead.
I had somebody else in Birmingham that I knew that had a son from a Mountain Brook family. Mountain Brook family lost a son to a heroin overdose. It's a sad state of affairs, and we really need to get hold of it, because with this thing is not just going to go away by itself. Newstalk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Your Newstalk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on Newstalk 93.1 WACV.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dame, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're kind of stuck in a pattern with little day-to-day change over the next few days. For today, partial sunshine, hot, humid again with a high around 91, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing, but they will be most prominent in the afternoon and the evening hours and then fading out overnight. Low temperature 72. Tomorrow and Thursday, we'll do it again. High temperature in the lower 90s, a generous supply of random hit-or-miss storms both days, and even on Friday and Saturday, not much change with more scattered afternoon and evening storms. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give the current conditions, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts for that location. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Wow. Somebody I know that said he lost a brother to her. Man. We never thought that. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you doing?
I'm really good. How about you, buddy?
Doing fine. Hey, I tell you, I've got a story about one of those situations like you're talking about. That was just unbelievable. About 10 years ago, I had to, had a friend working in a hospital and had to run something over to him. And on the way to the hospital, there was an accident that I came up on, and a SUV was rolled over in the middle of the road. And so anyway, I, you know, got through there and got over to the hospital and worked in the ER. And, I said, did you get a, car accident in here recently? And he says, oh, it was a pill popper. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. I said, brought him in, said the arm was ripped off of the person.
Oh my God. They had
partially ejected from the SUV when it rolled, took their arm off, and they were screaming that they just wanted to be let, just give them their drugs and let them go home.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, just had no, you know, didn't even care that their arm had been ripped off. They just wanted their drugs and send them home.
Yeah. I just remembered I had, when Daniel, my son was 4 years old, the little girl across the street, they were the cutest little couple and loved each other and would hug each other. And her mom was a single mom. And she started doing drugs. And I'm talking about serious drugs. And she rolled her car, which I believe was a BMW, on Zelda Road, coming down into that turn where the Kentucky Fried Chicken is in the McDonald's. She rolled that car and flipped it and rolled it into traffic.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
But she would come over and say, can you take care of, and I won't mention her name, the daughter.
Yeah.
And she would be strung out. And so we'd take care of her, and she wouldn't come back and get her. And so we'd just have her spend the night type thing.
Right.
It was sad. Yeah. Very upscale family, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, it's you know, and the amazing thing is, it doesn't matter where you go. It's everywhere.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, some parts of the country, it's a little bit worse than others. But, I mean, you know, it is, right now, it is just everywhere. It's unbelievable. And, you know, these people that you're talking about with the pill mill here on Atlanta Highway, you know, these doctors, call them what you want. They're drug dealers.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are.
They're just upscale drug dealers. That's all they are.
And to be that callous to get somebody hooked like that, I mean, because that's what you're doing is you're furthering their addiction, and it's just, it's deepening.
Yeah, for what? The love of money.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, period. That's all it is. So anyway, have a good one, Dan.
David, you have a great day. Thanks for the telephone call. Let's go to Smokin' Otis. Smokin' Otis, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
I'm all right, bro. First, before we get to talking, man, could I get to Sweet Creek again this week?
You got it, buddy. Have you memorized Smokin' Otis's birthday?
5/10, right?
There you go, man. I call all the time. I appreciate y'all, too.
I like that, Jerry, because I always hear Smokin' Otis calling Greg's show, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I call everybody, man. I try to talk around a little bit.
There you go.
But look, y'all are talking about the opioid crisis. Nobody's going to doubt that there is really a crisis out there. But it makes me wonder, Dan, how is all this going to affect the people who really need it, like our returning service people who are banged up, or, you know, the cancer people and all that?
Well, what you have to do is, and I'm a cancer survivor, and I stopped at methadone. They wanted to put me on Oxy or Vicodin. They offered both of those, and I said no, because I had also gone to a pain management class at the very beginning of my tenure at MD Anderson, and I had seen and heard stories about this, so I just didn't do it. You have to be an educated patient.
Yes.
And I have I have a friend right now who's a cancer survivor. Or she just had thyroid surgery for cancer. And she was getting real loopy, and she was saying, you know, I'm feeling sick, I'm feeling nauseous, you're taking too much Percocet. And she was taking a 7.5. I said, cut it in half and take that and spread out the distance a little bit and try to fight it back with a little bit of Advil, actually. Advil works very well. And she did, and she said it was remarkable. I'm not feeling dizzy. I feel I can do things now. And the other thing that happens is constipation. I hate to be so rude, but
those side effects can be terrible.
Anytime you're doing painkillers, that is a big, did I mention big problem?
Yeah, it truly is. And, you know, like you just mentioned, the pain clinics, a lot of them do go there. But from what I understand, the DEA has cut the amount of prescription drugs coming in. Therefore, it is affecting the pain management clinics as well.
Right. Well, here's something that I told that patient that just had thyroid cancer. I said, you know, what a doctor does is they throw pills at problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they treat 100 patients the exact same way.
Right.
Having been a patient on the receiving end of it, first of all, you've got to be in charge and responsible for your own medical understanding of things. It's not, don't blame things on the doctor. You need to have knowledge. But it's the fact that a doctor will throw pills at the same pill and prescription to 100 people tells you that something's wrong.
Right. Well, we are a drug culture. I mean, you just look at TV. They got a pill for everything that ails you in. Everything they expect to ail you in the future. They've, you know, they've got commercials all over TV about all these drugs.
Well, and there is such a thing as chemical imbalances. Those pills can help, but also in a lot of cases, there such a thing as bad habits that you can fix your problems. I mean, it's funny. It's an old line from one of my favorite writers that doctors are really hygienists. They can manage symptoms. They can fix certain things. But what people really want their doctor to do is give them absolution.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
That is rarely the case.
Well, and the another thing that happens is particularly the bipolar deal is they're throwing a pill at it and they're not trying to treat why is this person going from a manic depression to a very excited personality.
Most of the time there is an underlying something that they just ignore.
Right, exactly. They need to be talking to a psychologist or a psychiatrist and finding out what's happening in there. And what you can do is you can narrow down your medicine by understanding why are you getting depressed. And it may be I'm not successful, and maybe I don't feel like I'm accomplishing things, all sorts of things. And then when you do something right, you're very joyful about it.
Well, and the great irony with these pain pills is that, you know, they're supposed to treat pain and inflammation. What happens, especially when you're taking massive amounts of them each day, is you increase the inflammation in your body. So as soon as the euphoric effect wears off, you're back in pain. And you really are in pain. It isn't just in your mind. Like, it messes up your body in every way.
Well, and the other thing...
you build up a tolerance to it, and therefore they think they have to take more of it.
Yep.
Well, and your brain... And this, again, is something I learned at the pain management part of MD Anderson. If you start taking pain medicine, and the key to whether the pain medicine is working or not is, do you feel loopy? If you feel loopy, then you're taking too much. So you always, that's why I told this girl, you're taking too much, you're feeling loopy, back off.
On the dozen. It could be the wrong medicine to begin with.
Yeah.
And that'll do just as much damage.
And what the other part that happens is your body will actually demand, it will create pain for you, so you will give your body the OxyContin or the Vicodin. It literally will do that.
Right, right. Well, anyway, I was just kind of concerned, you know, for our vets and those kinds of people who really need this, you know, how is all of this war on opioids going to affect the ones who truly, truly need this medicine?
We got you in the drawing, Smokey Notice. I appreciate the telephone call and enjoyed the conversation. Yes. Let's go to our good friend Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How you doing, Dan and Joey?
Good, good.
All right. I see our great, great president is still at it. I'm so proud of our president. I'm just
ecstatic.
I don't know the words.
You're ecstatic.
I'm ecstatic. It's not only Trump has done what he did in the first year and a half already. It's just unbelievably great for the world and the nation and America. And it's also pulling all the rats out the hole, too, because you just have to look at Canada for that, and you can see how much these countries really appreciate what we do for them. We want to level the field, and you start calling us names. But anyway, the opioid addiction is really one of our nation's crises right now. And I'm speaking from experience. I done lost more of my friends over the years to these opioid pill overdoses. It's just astronomical the amount of people we lose in every day to these drugs. And I really wonder how many of these Hollywood stars that are committing suicide that may be doing so because of the crackdown and not being able to get these drugs. I'm just wondering how much that may play a role in some of this that we're seeing. It's very, very sad. It's about time that the government starts doing something about it. And not only the pain management clinics, but the pharmaceutical companies that are targeting these drugs out there in ways that they do it. And surprisingly, you'd be shocked to find out that some insurance companies, specifically workers' comp insurance companies that, in some cases, I have seen that patients that was that I knew that was critically hurt that didn't want to take these medications, and the doctors through these workers' comp companies kept pushing them to try to start taking them. And I really never could put together why, but I think I'm just guessing that they figured if the patient was looped up on all these medications, they would go out and do things and feel more comfortable, and they could snap shots of them and try to deny their claims. And I don't know that for a fact. I'm just speculating, but it's just terrible all over the board with this stuff. And so the more that they do, the better. I think we're losing about 300 some people per day or something like that. It's a high number. So I think it's a nation's crisis. And I've seen that they implementing a project that they may be doing with these lock devices for your medication. I've seen that a couple of days ago in some of the media things, little lock pill bottles and lock bags and things that from the pharmacies that they're thinking about. Anything to save I think it's great.
Let me ask you something, Rodney. Is the opioid problem, what is the level of that among truckers?
Well, you see, the truckers are, you know, I'm a truck driver, and I don't take any medication.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of a pain suppressor. I don't run to the doctor for pain medication.
You work through the pain.
Yeah, if I hit my toe and my toenails or something's coming off, I don't need pain medication. I hate medication. But anyway, we're so regulated that if they do take it, they can't drive. You can't drive on that stuff. I mean, we have strict federal guidelines for commercial vehicles and the public safety that, you cannot drive on those type of medications.
Well, I know you're not supposed to drive. Well, you're not supposed to, but how would they know that you are? And is there a level of abuse among truckers? And I'm just asking, I'm not, you know.
I'm sure there is.
Okay.
I'm sure there is, because in the public, like I said, with some of my friends, and several of them had OD'd over the last 10 years, and that was chronically injured with back injuries and stuff like that through pain management. And I don't know why pain management would give somebody, you know, 200 opioids, 200 this or whatever. Good Lord. I mean, but as long as they would go in there and pay them the $200 and something for a visit and then send them to the pharmacy right next door and get it all filled, they turned it into a big money racket is what they done. And it's just shameful. I mean, I got friends.
It really is. The money is driving this too.
Yeah, I mean, my friends have died from this stuff, but their kids and their wives are still here.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, so it's an assault that needs to be stopped. But I think Trump's really working on it. I really do. I mean, I'm not just trying to say Trump everything, but I think Trump's got a lot more things working that a lot of people don't even realize.
Rodney,
He's going to put a stop to it, believe me.
Well, we'll see what happens. I know this is a big issue with Jeff Sessions, and they actually created an opioid task force for education purposes and building into the law enforcement communities on the state and local level.
Good deal.
Rodney, right, appreciate
Dan.
You, buddy.
Appreciate y'all, too. Keep at it.
News Tone 93.1. Dan Marr Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. My shoulder holds the weight of the world. Yeah, the wind is blowing. Volcano's blowing. My lungs are blowing over and over. Who could not win the mistress?
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right?
but many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% AutoPay discount. Available only when you select AutoPay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our Rate Beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
.279228, that's where we are. You know, we had the Legacy Museum that was opened in here in Montgomery. A lot of celebrities coming in and kind of a big weekend, I think a Thursday through Saturday type deal. And the numbers of it worked out pretty well for Montgomery. They got some good Boathead, huh? With a name like Boathead, you gotta talk to Boathead. Boathead, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you very much. I don't know if you switched gears already about the opioid epidemic, but I just had a couple of, I guess, thoughts on it. One, I've had rheumatoid arthritis, a severe form of it, since I was 24. And I've done my best to stay away from opioids because, you know, I realize that they're addictive. But probably about 6 years ago, it became very difficult for the doc, for my rheumatologist that I've seen for almost 20 years now, to prescribe any other than maybe three or four. I'd have to go to a pain specialist because mm-hmm. of the new regulations.
Right.
So it's made it difficult for me to get, you know, what I actually need when I need it, when I have a flare-up.
Mm-hmm.
But I was reading an article while you guys were talking earlier, because I knew that, I didn't know the numbers, but I knew the statistic was there, that now in 2017, the synthetic opioids like fentanyl have taken over the natural opioids that you would have, like oxycodone or whatnot, as the number one killer. It overtook it, I think, went from 14% in 2010 to 46% last year. So to me, that just goes to show that you can't regulate or, you know, legislate your way out of this issue. And by making it harder for people to get, you know, a natural opiate that's actually regulated by the FDA, now people are switching over to some stuff from China that's coming in, you know, an envelope that within the contents of that one envelope could wipe out the city of Montgomery. That stuff's so strong. So that was my thought, man. It's just another viewpoint, you know, and it, like I said, it is something that I, from time to time, still need. But I don't abuse it and never have. And I know that there are people out there that do get hooked on it. But I'm one of those that have taken got a negative, I don't know what a good word for it is.
Bode, let me ask you a question or two here. Sure. What were you taking?
What do I take?
Yeah.
I started a long time ago when I first got sick. Just a basic Lortab, 10 milligram Lortab codeine.
Yeah, that's light change compared to.
Yeah, and now I take oxycodone when I need it. So it's Percocets, you know. And I keep a prescription whenever I have a flare-up, because it takes a little bit of time to go see a rheumatologist and get, you know, get a referral to go see a pain specialist, and that could take, you know, a few days or a week or sometimes a couple weeks, depending on the situation. And if you go from zero pain to 10 in a day or two, which I do periodically, I can't really wait, you know, to see the doctor. I need relief. So I have graduated, but I don't take them regularly.
Hold on. Let's talk here. So when you're taking it, how long is the period that you're taking it?
It depends on how long the flare-up is. Let's say I'll take...
What are you taking this for? What's the flare-up?
It's rheumatoid arthritis. It's a systemic form of it. Whenever I get it, it could be in my knees, it could be my feet. When it's bad enough, I can't put weight on my knees. I literally have to walk around with a crutch. Or if it's really, really bad, wheelchair. And it'll last anywhere from two to three weeks to upwards of a month or two sometimes, depending on how bad the flare-up is. And it's triggered whenever I get like a cold or food poisoning. If I get sick, if I get the flu, my immune system goes berserk. And not only it, you know, is trying to help me out with the flu, but it also attacks my joints. So all my joints get inflamed. They changed the name of the disease. It was Reiter's syndrome. Now they just shortened it to reactive arthritis is what they call it now. So that's something that I was healthy up until I was 24. And within about a two-week period, I was bedridden for 4 months. Couldn't do anything. Just went and handled my business and laid on my mom's couch, believe it or not, for 4 months. I had to drop out of college until I got well. And then I went back and, you know, graduated. But, you know, even with all that history that the same doctor that I've seen here locally has got the documentation of my disease, he just told me flat out, he's like, Eric, I can't prescribe you anything. Yep. Like, you know, I'll get in trouble for it.
Yep.
And it's just, you know, one of the, you know, anytime a law is made, you hope to get benefit, but there's always those few people that get,
right,
you know, that get the shat, that get the raw end of the deal. And,
yep,
and I think there's some legitimate people out there that need it. And have a hard time getting it.
And I agree with you. And that's the problem when you have this much abuse. You do have some people that fall through the cracks. Boathead, I appreciate the telephone call and enjoy the conversation. Sure. I want you to have a great day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Thanks. 2729228. Yeah, his fentanyl is easy to obtain on the...
And it is tough. I wonder, that does sound systemic. I wonder what exactly causes the flare-ups, if it's not a cold, maybe diet.
I've never heard of arthritis being so bad that you're taking OxyContin. I mean, you're talking one of the bad boys pills out there. You know, it's like Vicodin, OxyContin, Percocet. I was down in the lower end of the threshold there. You're still on 93.1. Yeah, my show, we're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.